Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
Today for our gospel, we have the gospel according to Matthew, beginning with the 25th chapter at the 31st verse. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, they will sit on the throne of his glory. And all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. And then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Well, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will then answer them this way, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.' And then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You are accursed. Depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' And then they will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?' And then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it for one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the gospel of the Lord."
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Christians around the world celebrate today as Christ the King Sunday. The Feast of Christ the King has been appointed for the last Sunday in the Western liturgical calendar and is also celebrated by the Roman Catholic Church as well as Anglican, Lutheran, and Protestant churches, and the Russian Orthodox Church outside of Russia. Pope Pius IX instituted the Feast of Christ the King with his 1925 encyclical letter, Qua Primus. This letter was a response to the growth of nationalism and secularism between the two world wars. Pope John XXIII revised that liturgical calendar in 1960. He left the date and the title the same, but he ranked the feast among the most important to be observed in the church year. Several years later, Pope Paul VI gave the celebration a new title and a new date. And it became the last Sunday in the liturgical year before the new year begins with the first Sunday in Advent. The festival of Christ the King may be relatively new, but the subject addressed in both ancient and modern times remains important. The lessons chosen for the day may reflect different perspectives on the biblical understanding of kingship, but they all serve as meditations on God's relationship with us. We have great expectations of God, but He has expectations of us too. The problem is we don't often meet God's expectations. We sort of run into a wall, so to speak. So let me put it this way. I meet people for whom a green light never turns green in their life. Sometimes life has a way of getting us into what I call a no-turn lane, where the light never turns green. We're just stopped there. And then one day it dawns on us, when everyone and everybody else seems to be moving along but us, and we go nowhere. We're just stopped. And by that I mean some styles of life and lanes of living are dead end streets which have disaster written all over them. You know, people mess with drugs. And when they do that, they are in a lane where the light never turns green. Their life is stopped. People who live in a constant state of rebellion, whose ear is tied to no tongue but their own, and whose brain doesn't seem to be connected to either, they are living in a lane that flashes nothing but red lights to them. Not a sign of a green light anywhere. They're destructively self-focused. Some people do not just sit in a lane with a light that never turns green. What they do is they travel blindly down a road on a collision course with realities that never move over to let them pass by. We see them daily and cringe, waiting for the sound of twisted steel and broken glass and the smell of death. They drive themselves recklessly but end up crashing into a wall. It brings to mind a story I read about a battleship on maneuver in heavy weather for several days. One evening, a knight fell on that foggy sea, and the captain stayed on the bridge to keep an eye on things. And the lookout on the wing of the bridge reported this and said, "Light bearing on the starboard bow." The captain asked the mate if it were steady or moving astern. And the lookout replied, "Well, steady, Captain." And that meant they were on a collision course with something. So the captain called to the signalman, "Signal that ship we're on a collision course with each other. Advise them to change course 20 degrees. And back came a signal, "Advise you to change course 20 degrees. The captain said, "Well, send, I am a captain, change course 20 degrees. And the reply came back, "I am a seaman, second class, change your course 20 degrees immediately." By this time, the captain was furious. He sped out this saying, "Send this message. I am a battleship. Change your course 20 degrees. Back came the message, "I am a lighthouse. Change your course 20 degrees. You know, it illustrates a point, and that is some things in life do not move over, get out of our way, and let us pass. For some people, it takes a collision to learn this lesson. For instance, an individual may not literally break the Ten Commandments, but many people are broken by a head-on collision with a commandment. Ultimately, truth doesn't change. It remains the same. It doesn't bend. The wise person learns from the experience of others, but a fool never learns, but keeps repeating the same problem, runs into the same wall again and again. Let me share another story with you about two cowboys who worked cattle one day. One man found himself in big trouble with a wild bull. With the head down and nostrils flaring, this bull charged the cowboy. The cowboy saw a deep hole in the ground and quickly jumped into it. When the bull passed over, he leapt out of the hole. Well, the bull by that time was madder than ever, and so he charged that cowboy again, and once again the cowboy dove back into the hole. When the bull had passed, the cowboy emerged again from his hole. Well, this went on several times. Finally, the other cowboy, watching him from a distance, yelled out, "Why don't you just stay in the hole?" And the cowboy yelled back, "I would, but there's also a snake in that hole." And like that cowboy, we sometimes find ourselves stuck between a snake and a bull in life, and we don't have any good place to go. When we get caught between the rock and the hard place, Christ calls us to become the solution. He calls us to represent the kingdom of God to others. He calls us to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, welcome the stranger and clothe the naked, care for the sick and visit those who are in prison. We don't live for ourselves. Instead, we serve others. We're not focused solely on ourselves, because that's the lane that goes nowhere. It has no green light. You may remember Joe Garagiola. He was the late baseball player, and he hosted NBC's Today Show. Once he recounted his experience at a local drugstore. He went shopping there, and he filled his basket with a bottle of extra strength Tylenol, 12 ounces of Kaopectate, an elaborate knee support, a supply of corn plasters, Dristan, a vaporizer, a remedy for sore gums, and various over-the-counter medications. Looked like he had a basket full of troubles. After the clerk checked him out and took his money, he couldn't believe what the clerk handed him, that the clerk handed him a sack and then said, "Well, have a nice day." Well, those are easy words to say. But it fails to see the obvious reason that that other person there wasn't going to have a really nice day. The clerk wasn't picking up on the symptoms, ignored the obvious. The setting for the parable of the sheep and goats represents God's last judgment. True faith is revealed in a compassionate relationship with others. Do we pass others by, ignore them? Once again, if you happen to be at the Salvation Army at the Hy-Vee store on 53rd this week, you would have seen the Salvation Army kettles stand outside that grocery store. What a simple way to help the needy by a donation. Yet you know what I watched? People turn their heads away and walk on by. Jesus calls us to be brothers and sisters to each other. Do we see others suffering and recognize them as brothers and sisters? Do we have hearts of charity towards those who are in need? We must remember, hey, Christ is King. He commands us to care for those in need and to end our self-focused and ultimately self-destructive ways. What Christ is doing is he puts the green light in front of us so we get going in a positive way. The parable of the sheep and the goats, well, if this is serious business we're reading about. You know, we sit in comfortable homes and churches, but others are suffering around us. Certainly the issues may be complex and the answers may not be easy. But sitting in a lane with no green light, hey, that's not an acceptable solution. Today, Christ is speaking to you. And he's speaking to me. He gives us the green light to a great journey, a journey to bring healing to a suffering world. He calls us to be a Christ to others, a sign of hope in a world that needs to hear much good news. He's giving us the green light. He knocks the walls down that have blocked our way. He turns problems into possibilities. So go from this church today. Go from your homes empowered to do great things in the name of Jesus Christ. God has given you a green light to do miraculous things. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.